asked you for your response to President Bush's speech on Iraq the other night. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I wasn't very happy with it, mainly because it didn't show that he was moving in a different direction than he's been going. And I've always argued he's been going in the wrong direction. I was opposed to the war, and that speech was pretty belligerent. And what really scared me was his acknowledgement that he's going to expand the war. I mean, threatening Syria and threatening Iran, putting the Navy over there, orchestrating a war in Somalia. I mean, those were really, troops from Ethiopia were sent in there by us. So I don't like what's happening. I think it's very, very dangerous, and I'm anticipating that it's going to expand, and this war is going to involve Iran and Syria before it's over.
What course would you recommend the president takes?
We should just come home. I mean, they're worrying about the oil and oil prices, but I think they worry too much. And I lived through the Vietnam era. I was in the military at that time, and everybody swore, you know, it'd be a disaster if we ever left Vietnam. And look, we left horribly after 60,000 men were killed, and now we're begging to do business with them. The founders were absolutely correct that if you trade with people and talk with people and deal with them, you'll have much better relations with them. And I think that's what we should be doing with these countries. Yes, they're a bunch of thugs and dictators around there, but we prop too many of them up. I mean, we've been allies with Saddam Hussein in the past and Osama bin Laden and the other dictatorial governments in the Middle East. So this idea that we can't talk to anybody unless we think they have an American-type democracy is nonsense. They become more like us if we set a better example for them.
Now, you recently formed an exploratory committee to explore a presidential run. What do you hope to find from this committee before you make your decision?
I would hope to find a lot of grassroots support. And that's in terms of tens of thousands of people. I think there's a different situation going on today where you don't have to have huge amounts of money and insider support and be on the three majors. I think in a way Howard Dean proved that you can raise money, a significant amount of money, and have and be able to put a good campaign together. So in a few months, we're going to know whether we can raise significant amount of monies and find out how much support we have. There's a lot of people that I'm friendly with that are aware of groups that are in the freedom movement, libertarian, tax people, tax protesters, constitutionalists, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of little groups, and they're not well organized, but they're out there, and that's where I'm very encouraged. And I suspect there's a large number that nobody's ever tapped into, because too often the Republican Party has picked different positions and frequently been wrong on the position. I mean, for instance, now the Republican Party is that of big government, big business. At the same time, they've stolen the idea of entitlements from the Democrats and gave up the position that they used to hold on peace. We used to win elections on being the party of peace. I mean, just think about how Eisenhower won. I'll get peace in Korea. And even Vietnam led to Republican takeover. So it's a very, very popular issue. But over the years, the Republican parties have lost that. The party has lost that. And now it's a party of big government, corporate interest, and warmongering. And I think it's time the Republican people had a chance to vote for something else.
Now, what will be the ultimate factor in deciding whether you run? Do you want to make sure that you could actually have a legitimate chance to win or just to affect the debate?
Well, you have to affect the debate first, and then, no, the goal is to win. I mean, when I first ran for Congress many, many years ago, I thought, well, you know, I'll just do it and see what happens. Odds aren't very good, and all of a sudden, you know, the message caught on. And I have delivered the same message from day one of limited government and a non-interventionist foreign policy and civil liberties, and I have won, 10 elections on that. So I can convince a district. The question is, are there enough people around the country that are already informed, and am I the individual that can present this message clearly enough that they'll be enthusiastic enough to vote for me?
What are the issues that you're going to run on? What do you think are the most important things for the 2008 campaign?
Well, the overall issue is that of individual liberty. I believe so strongly that if we promoted liberty, that we allowed people to take care of themselves and be responsible for themselves, the economy would be prosperous. So the government should be out of regulating the economy. I think the monetary issue is important. I don't believe government should be able to print money out of thin air to pay their bills, because that causes a lot of problems. I think the government should be out of our bedrooms. I don't think they should be regulating any personal behavior if it's nonviolent. That means we have to tolerate people who do things that sometimes are dumb and sometimes are irritating. But in a free society, you tolerate that. And also, very important is to talk about the traditional Republican position and the traditional American position of non-intervention, that is, minding our own business and not pretending we can tell other countries what to do, not to be in nation building and not to be the policeman of the world. Because if we don't stop doing all that, we're going bankrupt. We're literally insolvent right now. So we're going to go bankrupt. And even the people who want the entitlements and even the people who think we should police the world, they're not going to have it, because this country's not wealthy enough. Our jobs have gone overseas because of our economic system and our monetary system, and makes it very difficult for us to pay our bills. So one day we're going to have to face up to that fact.
Now, you mentioned earlier how the Republican Party has become, in your words, the party of big business, big government, and warmongering. How do you think your message of liberty and limited government will go over with the Republican base?
I was just talking to somebody just a few minutes ago on the floor, average Republican, and I said, well, what are the Republicans in your state talking about? I said, are they opposed to the war? And he says, more so than ever. And I said, yeah, and in 1 year from now, they may really be. He said that they are tired of the war. And they're shifting. I mean, the polls are showing it. But it is true, the Republican Party, traditionally, they wanted to be loyal to the president. And in recent years, they have been more willing to, support war efforts. Except, you know, if you look back just a short time ago, when Clinton was going into Bosnia, all the Republicans yelled and screamed. Matter of fact, George Bush ran in the year 2000 by saying, you know, I don't want to be in the position of nation building and policing the world, and criticized Clinton. So there's a bit of politics involved there. But I think right now you give the Republicans a chance to have a different message about foreign policy in this war. I think they're going to listen very carefully.
Do you think you can build upon your experience? When in 1988, you were the Libertarian Party's candidate for president. Is that an experience you think you can build on in a national race?
Well, I think the main message you get there is very difficult to do something outside the major parties, because of the laws are very biased. You can't compete unless you're a billionaire like a Ross Perot. But it's very difficult. So this is much easier. So I build on it by learning a lesson that it's too difficult to overcome that as well. We had to spend most of our money on trying to get onto ballots back in 1988. But this is... what we're going to build on is an entirely new system of communications. You know, the fact that the internet exists. I mean, just the day that this story got leaked a little bit early last Friday, and we got over 1,000 emails within 24 hours. And I don't even, you know, it just went like lightning speed through the internet. I mean, no, I didn't get any major news network interview. But a lot of people heard about it. So this to me is very impressive.
So are you ruling out another third party run then?
I haven't thought about that. No, I can't conceive of me doing that.
Mm.
I mean, I'm running and working with the Republican Party, hoping to instill in them some of the beliefs that they used to have. And I will probably stick with them. I would make a decision later, but I'll probably file for my congressional seat as well, because that's permissible.
So you are considering rerunning again for Congress in 2008?
Yeah, I'll probably enter my name for Congress as well.
Another question I wanted to ask you about is, a lot of people on the left have been fans of you recently because of your stance on the war and civil liberties and the Patriot Act. But are you considering trying to make an appeal across ideological lines, maybe appealing to the left a little bit in your campaign?
Well, obviously, the message of freedom crosses all barriers. It's so popular because it will be attractive to liberals and conservatives, constitutionalists, the whole works, because I believe in free markets and free enterprise and low taxes and small government. But I also believe in civil liberties, allowing people to make their own decision about their personal life, and the foreign policy appeals more to the left. But you have to win the primary first. So you have to make that message appealing to to the Republican primary voters, and they are sick and tired of what's happening. You know, the fiscal irresponsibility and the lack of response to the borders and this wasteful spending overseas and foreign aid. I mean, they're tired of it all. And the base is very tired of the entitlements. You know, the prescription drug program, which served the interests of the drug companies, expanding the Department of Education with no child left behind. The base is very tired of that. And, you know, it occurred not only because the president wanted it, but because the Republican Congress passed it.
Okay, and my final question would be, when would you make your decision on whether to run?
Don't know, but it would be several months, obviously. You know, I think we'll have a chance to be in some debates here shortly, and that would give us an opportunity to evaluate things.
One more final question. Have you got any response from your Republican colleagues, anyone in the Texas delegation?
Yeah, a lot of friendly comments, but I'm sure there's a lot of skepticism, too, because probably to sell this program here in the Congress might be the most difficult, but that's part of the problem we have today, is because Congress isn't reacting the way I would like them to. So my message of independence here in the Congress is actually a tremendous asset when I leave Washington, D.C.